Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
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 I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above
all. Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, triumph?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of
His. I hate the work of those who fall away.
With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall
sing. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmony sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your hands.
Are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
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 And with that, good morning, or good afternoon. I feel like I'm still in the morning. Good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers who are in the house. And yes, it is me. Bradley is on the road, and he is headed over into the state of Michigan. So be in prayer for his family. I think he said it's like about a 13-hour drive or something like that for him, which is considerably less than what he had before. But I am your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. I'm the editor at sonslibertymedia.com, and for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And yes, this is the Sons of Liberty radio show where we use the Bible and the Constitution not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. So if you would like to check us out online, we invite you to do so. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And also sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of GCN and or any of the other radio stations that are out there that carry us, we invite you to head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And while you're there, scroll down on the right side of the page, and we are the top video that's going live right now. If you want to see the face that's made for radio, yeah, the Chia Pet face, you can blow the video up. And then click on the icon down at the bottom. Join us in the chat. We've got a lot of people in chat. Wow. I mean, just a lot of people in chat. And a lot of people on Rumble. Be sure to check us out there, Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. Also, DLive.tv at The Sons of Liberty. And we're on the front page at BeforeIt'sNews.com. as well as on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But you can do that. If you missed the morning show this morning, Boy, that was a really powerful thing that was going on. We had Catherine Henry on showing what was going on with the brown shirts there in Michigan. And as a result of that, she's going to have to be in court tomorrow. But, boy, she is sticking to the law and the Constitution. She's doing the stuff, and it's really great. So she needs your support, and you can support her. You can go over here to sonsoflibertymedia.com, click on the When Michigan Brown Shirts and Judges Violate Law Against a Real Constitutional Attorney. Click on there, and there is a link there to where you can support her, because it costs money. It costs a lot of money to do this stuff, to just defend yourself. So be sure to do that. Also, right above where the videos are on the right side of the page is a place where you can subscribe to the email newsletter. We don't rent your email, spam it, or sell it to anybody. You just get one email a day. And that includes all the archives we have, but all of the articles we have each day from me, from Bradley, from our contributors. And I think you'll really appreciate how we do that. Finally, if you agree with our message and you would like to help us, we don't ever ask you for money. What we do is we say, look, if you agree with the message, it costs money to do what we do, and we have needs, so we let you know those needs. And if you not only have the ability to help meet those needs, but you want to, we want you to desire to do so, then there's a donate button at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that. You can make a one-time donation, or you can partner with us monthly as a son or daughter of liberty. That is also at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. And then our store is available as well. We've got lots of products in there, hats, T-shirts, coffee mugs, water bottles, dog tags, all that good stuff. Great conversation starters. And then we've got equipping tools, too, books, DVDs, and things like that that help you in your sphere of influence where the Lord's put you. And this week we've got a special on Bradley's book, Grass Doesn't Work, The Rocks Do. This is normally $11, but through Saturday midnight, okay, you can get this book for 20% off if you put it in your cart and check out. Use the promo code GRASS, G-R-A-S-S. You get 20% off the book. Pick up one for yourself and a couple to give away while you're at it. And I think you'll really appreciate the message of grass doesn't work, the rocks do. But that's a special through midnight Saturday. Use the promo code GRASS there and you'll get 20% off. Okay, so there's a lot of different things going on, and I'm not sure how to take one person in the chat, whether he is taking issue with our title today. But I'm gonna play the attorney who has filed the lawsuit against the federal government regarding the amount of Americans who have died following the COVID injection. Okay? I'm going to play that in just a little bit. I'm also going to bring in Dr. Jane Ruby. We've had her on the morning show. And she's going to also be opening up some information as well. And then I'm going to start off in the next segment here. I'm going to start off with a victory. And this victory has just been put out by Dell Bigtree with ICANN, the informed consent something. I'm doing the article on it, and I can't keep all these things separate. But they just got a federal district court ruling in their favor, which orders Fauci's National Institutes of Health to unredact safety-related data in the Phase 1 Moderna COVID-19 vaccine trials. I wonder what we're going to find in that. I wonder what we're going to discover in there, because if you remember, Moderna, their chief medical guy, said, we're here to hack your DNA, right? We're going to alter your DNA, and the Mockingbird media poo-pooed that. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called MyKind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. In fact, I don't have a phone line in the mornings. So you guys, if you wanna call in, you got a comment you wanna make, please stick to the topic. Try to stay around this issue on the vaccines, and we'd love to hear from you. So give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, first thing off the bat, the I Can Decide organization won this court battle. Okay. This comes out of, I believe it's the district court here for Arizona, for the United States. And here was the, I'm going to give you the press release that was given by ICANN. And here's what they said. After months of NIH objecting and after seeking court intervention, ICANN's attorneys have won a motion which now forces the NIH to unredact and disclose safety-related data they tried to withhold from Moderna's Phase 1 clinical trial report. Now, why would there be any redactions on safety-related data? Okay, I mean, that's a pretty important thing. Why would you be redacting that? The press release goes on to say, as a result of the Freedom of Information Act request, the National Institutes of Health provided ICANN a copy of an internal 322-page safety summary report, along with over 700 pages of appendices to that report detailing safety data from Moderna's Phase 1 clinical trial for its and NIAID's COVID-19 vaccine. They're not vaccines. They don't meet the medical definition of vaccines. I guess we're just accustomed to doing that. This is another thing where when socialists come in, they manipulate the language that change the definition of words. This report was previously shared with ICANN supporters and was the first and only time that we're aware of that this report was made public. After reviewing the report, ICANN challenged the redactions made within the document, explaining their importance to the public, and they are important. NIH fought back, but the court, in its June 24, 2021 decision, ultimately ruled in ICANN's and the public's favor, holding that the NIH cannot articulate a sufficient privacy interest to justify redacting the information that it did, and that the public interest in seeing the full data outweighs any individual privacy concerns of the clinical trial participants. The unredacted data will be provided within a few days, and ICANN will immediately make it available so that everyone can see what information is being withheld from the public. Now, the only reason you're going to withhold this kind of stuff, I mean, if it's really safe and effective, which it's not, is if you've got something to hide. Okay? There is no need for this to be redacted, and where we can't see what's going on. Look, we've got, I think we're nearing 12,000 people in the latest VAERS report from the CDC. And as we've seen from the Harvard study, one of the things is that they're getting less than 1% of reports when there's an injury or when there's a death where it may be related to a vaccine or an injection. Okay? And it's absolutely incredible that this information would be withheld from the public. And why is that? Well, I'm going to get to this in just a little bit, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you about something that I put out on June the 26th of this year. Okay? So I'm going to give you a preview of what we're going to hear from this attorney, Thomas Renz, in just a bit, where he says it's nearing 45,000 or it's nearing 50,000 Americans who have died from these experimental injections. Okay, you guys may remember this, Dr. Peter McCullough. You know, he's a pretty outspoken guy now, a doctor who's being interviewed quite a bit, and his professional opinion about what he's seen going on with the injections, with the deaths, with the ingredients, all these kinds of things. He had a whistleblower inside the CDC who claimed 50,000 Americans were dead from experimental COVID injections. This is, and I'm going to tell you, this is in addition to the VAERS report. Okay? This is a separate report where they found this. And so one of the things that he did, and this is from the report that I took from Leo Holman, Dr. Peter McCullough has said COVID was a bioweapon and the vaccines represent phase two of that bioweapon. So if this is the case, and I do believe it is, I do believe that it is, then the question should be, if we're going to sit here and blame China for the alleged virus, okay, if we're going to do that, who are we blaming for these vaccines? Because we didn't get the vaccines from China. The vaccines came to us via the Trump administration, via Big Pharma here in the States. And though D.C. has tried to illegally protect them from and give them immunity from harm they cause, which I don't know of any other company that gets that kind of protection, and it's illegal protection, not only violates scripture, I mean, if you do harm to somebody, this is where the whole adage of eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, right? That kind of life for life, that's where that comes from. If you're doing harm to someone, then you're going to restore that one way or the other. You're going to give your life for it. You're going to give your eye. You're going to give your tooth, whatever the case may be. And so, under the Constitution, the law is supposed to apply equally because justice is to be applied equally. And I think the American people are starting to catch on to how justice is not being applied equally. In fact, we have become a nation that doesn't apply any justice. We don't. We don't apply any justice. There is no justice. I'm going to give you, for instance, here, and this was something I was telling Bradley about because he was interested. My son, and I mentioned it this morning on the show, my son, both of my oldest boys, driving it on July the 4th, got a ticket within a day of each other. Okay, one got it from a local cop or a sheriff's department or something. The other one got it from a state trooper. And apparently, the state sees them as different. Okay. And so if you get a local cop, you get a sheriff, something like that, those guys will write your ticket, and then they go to court, and then they'll talk to you and say, well, we'll put it down so it's not so bad on you. Because all they're out to do is extort you for money anyway. That's what they're there for. Nobody's been hurt if you speed. In fact, the cops have broke the law and sped probably 20 or 30 miles faster than you were going to catch up with you, in most cases. Okay? So we're not even applying the law equally to them either. So I asked, what if we challenge this ticket? Because what had happened was the state trooper issued my son a ticket, said, we're going to drop the speed limit down from what I claimed that I clocked you at, and we're going to put it under 10 miles an hour. I was told by attorneys that if I wanted to fight it, the state trooper would then go back and he would make the original speed the charge that he was going to present to the court. But he's already given the magistrate, who is a judge, a ticket stating one thing. So in essence, he's saying two different things. And I said, how is that not perjuring oneself? How is that not being honest with the court? How is that not committing a fraud? And that is a real crime. Driving whatever amount over the speed limit is not a crime. Nobody's been injured. Nobody's been hurt. Now, if you obviously hurt somebody in the process, you damaged their property, you got to be accountable for that. But then you have cops who can come in and say one thing, but if you want to challenge their word, they can go and do this. And do you know what I got told back? Well, this is a legal fiction. A legal fiction. And when I went to look up that definition, because the attorney said, well, this is just the way it goes. This is just the way things are done. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in what does the law say and who does it apply to here? Well, the same thing is happening with this. Because if you're going to take a legal fiction, what is that saying? What is fiction? It's something that's not true. And if you go look up the definition of it online, what you'll find is it's a way a court can smooth things out so they can ramrod whatever they're going to ramrod against you, whether it is true or false. Okay? That's just something on, you know, that most of us experience. Now, what's the deal here when they're protecting these companies, producing these poisons with stuff you would never put in your body? What's the deal there? Isn't it the same thing? They're violating law. They are knowingly putting it out for public consumption. And as far as I'm concerned, they're engaged in premeditated murder because they know exactly what they're doing. We'll be right back on the other side and we'll cover these things. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Hang on.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, I would say that's not a characterization we're making from here.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, when asked if the Texas Democrats who fled the state to avoid voting on a bill caused a super spreader event at the White House, Psaki continues by saying breakthrough cases do happen.
We certainly understand there will be breakthrough cases. Even vaccines that are incredibly effective are not foolproof.
At least five of those state senators have tested positive for COVID-19 and a White House staffer. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his crew from the Blue Origin flight holding a press conference on Tuesday after a successful space flight, Bezos saying that he wants to have more manned missions to space in the future.
We're going to fly human missions twice more this year. And what we do in the following year, I'm not sure yet.
USA Radio News. Republicans are being named to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's House Select Committee on the January 6th Capitol attack.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has made his choices to sit on the special House committee created to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Politico reporting that the five Republicans that will sit on the committee are Jim Banks of Indiana, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Rodney Davis of Illinois, Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota, and Troy Nels of Texas. If approved by the Speaker, they'll join the eight representatives selected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, including Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, to sit on the investigatory committee that will hold its first hearing on July 27th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A group of bipartisan senators want to redefine congressional war powers in an effort to restrict military commands from the president. Senators Bernie Sanders, Mike Lee, and Chris Murphy are introducing a bill that would require a president to seek congressional approval before committing military resources. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I'm laughing because Bradley just texted me over something that our friend Tony Roman from Basilica has put out. You guys are going to love this. Tony is not your average resisting tyranny kind of guy. He's the guy who not only resists it, he antagonizes them. And I love that. I really do love that about Tony. And so he's got a new post here. This is for Basilico's Pasta Vino out at Huntington Beach, California. Notice, proof of being unvaccinated is required. We have zero tolerance for treasonous anti-American stupidity. Thank you for pondering. Way to go, Tony. Way to go. I really do love that. If you've seen any of his videos and things he puts out, it's just, yeah, we're not going to take it. And not only are we not going to take it, we're going to give it right back to you. And I like that about Tony. I really do. All right. There's two videos that I'm wanting to get to. And before I get to those, I may not even fill it all out here. But I was sent this by a friend this morning. This is out of France. Paris, a fire near the Matignon Palace, the residence of the French Prime Minister. Is this a reaction to the announcement of the discriminatory vaccine passports? I don't know, but I'll tell you what. It's going to eventually get there. People are going to have enough, and they're going to have enough of protesting and enough of telling the tyrants, you don't have authority to do this, and the tyrants aren't going to listen, and they're going to have to learn the hard way, just like every tyrant throughout history, and the people are going to deal with them. They're going to deal with them, one way or the other. Now, my hope is that we can do it bloodlessly, obviously, but 9 times out of 10, the people end up having to deal with the tyrants, and it's not pretty when it happens. Okay. Now there was an interview Again, this comes from Stu Peters, and I like Stu. I like the way he presents his stuff. And again, he had Dr. Jane Ruby on, who we had on the other week, and I like her presentations as well and the documentation that she covers. And they covered this issue that we're going to talk about here just shortly, of the tens of thousands of Americans who are dead. But she brought on something else, and I want you to hear this bombshell that she brought on. This is Dr. Jane Ruby on the Stu Peters Show.
I want to call people's attention to the clinicaltrials.gov website. This is the government's repository for trials. I've talked about it before. I've called your attention to it before. The Pfizer in particular, I can tell by their study numbers and the information in their little section on clinicaltrials.gov, originally posted the injections and their plan, right? We've looked at that. I have to tell you, Stu, it has changed over, I'm not sure what time period, because those postings should never change unless the company is adding new data, or adding a change that's been approved by the government, you know, that everybody's aware of. So let me read you the title of this study. This is the study. You know, when we say, hey, you're all in the study, this is all of you taking the jab right now. You are the study.
Yeah, and a Moderna spokesperson specifically said that on a recorded tape that we dropped here.
Yep, correct. And now I want to call your attention to the title of that. This has been there all along, but what I've discovered is they've added some sections to it, and that's where the discovery comes in. So the study, for nerds who like to go to clinicaltrials.gov, the study number, registration number is NCT04368728. Okay, the title is a study to describe the safety, tolerability, immunogenicity, and efficacy of RNA vaccine candidates against COVID-19. Watch this, Stu, in healthy individuals. I mean, they're violating their own protocol because they're saying this is, if you have autoimmune disease, if you have cancer, hey, you're fine. You can take this thing. So here's where the discovery comes in. And I've provided your producers with a section of this filing that was not there in the beginning. And here's what it says. It says here, in order to describe the boostability, this is where you know your boosters are coming, of and the Pfizer shot has a number, I'm sure people are getting familiar with it, BNT162, and potential heterologous protection against emerging SARS-CoV-2, watch this, an additional dose of this injection at 30 micrograms will be given to phase one participants, and approximately those people, at approximately 6 to 12 months, those people who got the initial doses, those of you who, you know, tripped over yourselves and got it in, you know, December, January, February, you will be getting, you'll be hearing about this, you'll be getting a booster dose, not only a third one. They have a fourth one planned here, Stu. And it says here, they come right out and say it. The assessment of boostability will be expanded in a subset of phase three participants. That's what we're in now, phase three, at selected sites around the U.S. who will get a third and potentially a fourth dose based upon the South African variant and hereafter referred to. And they give it a number.
They mean to kill you.
Stu, they've got dosages. Here's the bottom line. I'm reading you guys a lot of technical information. Here's the bottom line. This is a dose-finding study. This is supposed to be done in the very early stages before it gets out into the public, and especially before it gets out into sick people who may or may not have the disease or are getting the disease, or to see if you can prevent the disease. So two things. They not only have all these doses, 5 micrograms, 10 micrograms, 20, and 30. So they know, Stu, there are lot numbers. There are expiration dates. They know where those vials have gone. They know who's gotten what. They know everything about it. They know who's been sick. They know the exact numbers of the deaths and of the permanent disability. Stu, they know everything.
Wow, that just absolutely gives me chills. So not only are they aware that 45, 50, some odd thousand people are confirmed to be dead, but they're dosing up and ready for a third and fourth boosters. This is how else can you refer to this other than premeditated mass murder?
That's all you can refer to it as.
I can't think of.
That's all you can refer to it as. What does the Bible tell us? You shall not kill. You shall not murder. That's what the word kill means in the Hebrew there. You shall not take a life on your own accord. We're warned in the book of Proverbs that we're not to associate with those who want to lie in wait for innocent blood so they can gain from it either. That's what Big Pharma is doing. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're putting on a front because we've let them do it. Revelation 18:23, the nations are deceived by their what? Sorceries, their pharmakia. That was going on in the first century. It was going on long before the first century. The nations are deceived because they put their hope in what man can give them instead of trusting in the Creator who has given them everything, what Peter says, for life and godliness. The one who has told us what our diet should be. He has told us how we should care for our bodies. He's told us all of these things, and yet man says, nope, I got it, God. I'll make my own rules up, just like in the garden. One rule, don't eat from that tree over there. And man said, I know you've given me everything else, but I got this. I see it's good for food. It's going to make me wise. And what did it do? It shamed them to where they hid from God. It caused them to run from God instead of running to Him. And so, God, being the Savior that He is, what did He do? He went and sought out those who were lost. Those who were naked so that He could come and clothe them. And as we see, that's a picture of Christ coming. And we, as His people, are clothed in His righteousness. But that's not what's going on here at Big Pharma. Big Pharma knows exactly what they're doing. This is why this redaction deal from NIH concerning the Moderna shots is so important. What were they hiding? You know, the old adage of what did they know and when did they know it? They knew it. The phase three stuff is happening today. And I know, I see a lot of people who tell me, hey, I got the shot. Why are you making such a big deal? I don't feel, I went to pick up a part the other day. The guy I normally pick up the parts from. I'm not going to tell you what kind of part it was. But anyway, he told me, hey, I've had a bad, you know, we had the COVIDs and, you know, I was really sick and I got the shot. And I'm just looking at him like, really? And I started sharing with him some of the news that we've put out. And he goes, I haven't heard this from anybody. And nobody's told me any of this stuff. And he goes, where can I find out this information? SonsLibertyMedia.com. And look, to be fair, we're utilizing people who are out there digging all this information up, as well as our own contributors digging it up too, to show you, to warn people, you are being lied to. Now, who's a liar? Who's the father of lies? Who is a liar from the beginning and murderer from the beginning? It's none other than Satan himself, the enemy of our souls. Why would we expect anything different from those who claim to be ministers of light? We're here to help you. We're here for your safety. We care about your health. Meanwhile, they're slaughtering the innocent in the womb. Some of them they're letting get out of the womb, and they're killing them too. We saw that with the Gosnell trial. But they care about your health. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. So with that said, I'm going to pitch over here, and we're probably going to have to stop it to go to break here in just a minute. But this is Tom Rance. Now, he's showing up at the, I forget what this is, the reopening of America or something like that. It's Clay Clark. And by the way, I'm going to be doing an interview with him at 4:30 today. We'll be putting that on in the morning show on Friday to be looking forward to. But Clay brought in Tom Rance to talk about this issue and about the deaths that are here. So we're going to run up to the break on this one. Actually, we're not even going to get to play it here. We're going to play some of it when we come back. So hang on with us. If you got a call you want to call in, you got to do it now. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be back with the final segment after this.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, here's what we're going to do. You guys haven't had an overtime in the afternoon, so I'm going to give you a little overtime this afternoon. So if you're listening by GCN, we're going to play up until the end, we're going to close out the show, and we're going to play the rest of this video because I think it's that important that you hear what's going on here from Mr. Rance, because this is... I mean, this is, imagine this. This is like somebody coming out at, in Nazi Germany and telling the people exactly what's going on down the road from them. I'm telling you, this is exactly what this is like. You are living in the midst of some incredible history that's both very perilous and very exciting to see the God of heaven show up strong on behalf of his people. Okay? And let me lead into this for a little bit, because this has got to happen. This is a lawsuit that's going on. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 3:17, I said to myself, God will bring into judgment both the righteous and the wicked, for there will be a time for every activity, a time to judge every deed. We're also told that we're not to take vengeance, because the Bible tells us, we know him who said, it is mine to avenge, I'll repay. And again, the Lord said that he will judge his people. And yet, the Bible also tells us, we must return to our God and maintain love and justice and wait for God always. So, with that said, here's the first step they're giving in bringing justice, and that is this lawsuit. Again, this is Attorney Tom Rance announcing these deaths of 45,000 Americans, and they filed a lawsuit regarding that. Here he goes.
My
got to tell you all, it is a true honor and pleasure to be here. God has blessed me so much. Today is really important to me. Every one of these is just incredible. It's incredible. To see the people, to see God, to feel Him moving in us. It's amazing. Thank you, Clay. Thank you so much. I'm going to talk about something real serious today. And this is a brand new announcement. I'm filing papers in federal court today. So you guys are the first to hear. And yeah, go ahead and post it. It'll be censored in about 6 seconds. But here's what I'm going to say to those that are going to censor this. Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Let me tell you what I'm going to say. You are complicit in causing death.
Amen.
And I cannot wait to see you over and over again.
And bring them to justice, not just sue them. They've been engaged in murder, people. The penalty for that is to give their lives.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what a woman who has incredible courage, who we're calling Jane Doe right now, she gave me some information. She's an insider. She's a whistleblower. We're submitting to federal court today based on a sworn declaration. Under threat of perjury, this woman attested to this. She's an expert. We know, based on what she's said, that there have been at least 45,000 deaths from this vaccine. I'm going to tell you what I know. I know, based on this woman's testimony, because she has seen inside of the systems, that there have been 45,000 deaths based on how many people died within 3 days of the vaccine in just one system that's reporting to the federal government?
That's within 3 days, guys. Three days.
I'm going to tell you what I can't prove. That piece of information, that 45,000 deaths, okay, I'm going to put that in perspective. 45,000. Look around you. If all of you were dead now, that would not even come close to 45,000. I live in a town of about 10,000 to 12,000. If they killed my entire town, that would not be 45,000. Not a mathematician. Ladies and gentlemen, 45,000. And let me tell you what. There are reportedly around 11 or 12 systems that are reporting deaths and injuries to the government. How many have really died? And why are they covering it up? These people are murdering people. This is complicity at minimum. People need to be in jail. Do you remember Brett Kavanaugh? The serious of the charges were such that we had to put that man through hell twice. The serious of the charges. One woman from 30 years ago who couldn't remember what she was saying. I am telling you, we have someone who has sworn under penalty of perjury that there's been at least 45,000. And my guess, I've been working on this for a while now, is that it's immensely higher number. Immensely.
That's exactly right.
They know it, and they are covering it up, and I want investigations immediately.
Amen.
America's frontline doctors empowered me to file this suit in Alabama. Thank you, Simone. Thank you, Joey. Thank you, all of you that are doing this. Because of that suit, we were able to make these connections and define this. 45,000. You're going to get censored when you talk about this. And you know what? If they try and censor the risk, I would say that's complicity. And I cannot wait to find out in court. So let's see. 45,000. Let's see what they do. I want to challenge you all. Okay? This is kind of a new idea for me. It literally came to me this morning. It's a random thing. I have no idea if this will work. Since we can't talk about the 45,000 murders because people weren't able to give informed consent because they've been covering up the risk, let's try and get 45,000 to trend on Twitter. We can't call it murders, but maybe we can. Let's try and get it to trend on Facebook. Just support everywhere you can. Now, I want to suggest maybe you go to CloudHub or something decent, because God knows Facebook and Twitter suck. I love to see that in the church. I'm sorry. I'm very fired up. I am. Ladies and gentlemen.
Let me pause him here a second, because he's kind of going off here, but he'll get back on things. We don't need these people in jail. Let me say that again. We don't need these people in jail. I challenge anybody who is listening to me. Where do you find that God issued a punishment, a just punishment, for putting people in jail? He never did. Never did he do that. If you are engaged in murder, and we will know from what we've seen in their studies, what little bit that they did before they even put this stuff out, they know what this stuff does. They know what this poison does to people. It is premeditated murder. And there's probably some people who are promoting it, who are marketing it, the Mockingbird Media, who don't know those studies, and they're just telling you it's safe and effective. Well, it's effective at killing some people. It's effective at injuring some people, that's for sure. But it sure is not safe. And the CDC is complicit, because every time you go to their VAERS report, the first thing you see is they tell you, they say, what you need to know, and before they give you the bullet points, the first thing on the line is it's safe and effective. After they tell you however many thousands of people are dead after taking the shot or injured. And it's worse over in Europe. It's a whole lot worse over in Europe. So they don't need jail. They need a death penalty. And you say, that's pretty harsh, Tim. Okay, the lawgiver gave the law, and he said, if you break the law, this is what it costs you. This is what, if you have a problem with justice, real justice, then you have a problem with God. Not me. Not me. Go back and read your Old Testament. And when you engage in these practices, you're to pay with your life. That's what you're to do. And if you've caused the deaths of things like this, you can go back into Achan. Remember when they're going into Ai, and they were told, they went into Jericho, they weren't to take anything. It was the Lord's. That was his. It was a sacrifice to him. What was the deal? Well, Achan went in there into Ai, he went in and he took a wedge of gold and a garment. And what happened? They went to attack Ai, and 60-something people lost their life. And do you know what they did? They brought Ai, they found him, they found the stuff, and they said, give glory to God and confess your sin. And then they had a rock party with him and with his family. They put an end to his line. Why? Because he had cost the life of his fellow countrymen. You put these people in jail, and you'll be paying for them to keep them up. That's not justice. I'm just telling you, that's not justice. I'm going to finish the video on the other side. Come over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, right side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, and finish out the rest of the show with us. It'll just be a few minutes. We'll see you at 6 a.m., Lord willing. Adios.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.